Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
I don't want to say I'm completely out of things to complain about, but I had a pretty good day yesterday. I'm in a pretty good mood today. Nothing really off the top of my head.
That's it. Just go back to sleep.
Yeah, I know. This is as good as it's going to get today. Let's go ahead and pack it in for the rest of the day.
Well, that's been kind of your goal, right? Stay away from
stupid people.
Yes.
Yes.
So maybe that's finally helping your center being.
I still read what stupid people say and things like that, but I just
you try do?
To, well, yeah, it's all over. You can't get away from it. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. You just got to learn to be a duck, as my friends call me, and let things roll off your back.
That's right. I have to not take the bait is what I have to do, is just go, all right, look, the world's full of stupid people. I'm going to let you be stupid over there, and I'm just going to be over here and not be stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm glad that you're feeling good.
I am outwardly still, you know, like upset with dumb people. Inwardly, I'm just trying not to project that out because I'm trying to put some positivity out in the world.
Good.
You know? We need more, wag more, bark less kind of thing. You know?
Especially when you're wearing a sloth shirt and people are asking, is that a sloth shirt?
Wait till you see the new shirt I got that I'm wearing for my Laughs and Brews comedy show.
Is it the $65 shirt I showed you yesterday?
No, it's not. But it's in a similar vein. It's a shirt like this. It's loud because I don't attract enough attention, and it's pretty awesome. Mackenzie bought it for me when she was drunk.
Now, do you want to wait before you tell us this beloved shirt, or are you just going to tell us what it is now for those who maybe can't make it to the comedy show on Saturday?
Well, I guess that's too bad for them, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay,
that's
now my next question.
That's one of the benefits of going to the Laughs and Brews comedy show. If you're going to leave and go, you know what? He wasn't funny, but that shirt, that was a shirt.
Is the shirt too distracting, though, where everyone will be looking at your shirt and not hearing your jokes?
No, because from a distance, you can't tell what the shirt is. Like this one here would probably be too distracting on stage.
Gotcha.
I would have to say.
Yeah, because everyone would be like trying to squint. What is that on his shirt?
Hang on, what is that? This one, you can tell what they are, but they're not. It's loud, but it'll be the outfit I have on will be pretty good.
Okay.
It'll be pretty good. I got things put together. You know? I'll clean up nice.
What a tease. Get your tickets now. Text LAUGH to 608.
I think I have to comb my hair.
Yes, you do.
Because I was going to wear a hat, but with the outfit that I'm going to wear, I can't wear a hat.
Oh.
You can't wear a jacket and a hat.
So did she get you a jacket or a shirt?
She got me a shirt.
Oh, a shirt, and then you're wearing a jacket and a hat.
No, I'm not going to wear a hat because I have on a jacket.
Gotcha.
I will tell you this. I will be wearing a velour jacket.
Ooh.
Yeah, smoking jacket. Hey, say anything you like. Yeah, you do. Get up on it.
Yes, that will look better then with your beautiful hair that we talked about on yesterday's podcast.
But I don't normally comb my hair when I do comedy. I normally have a cap on.
But pretend that you have to be more of the MC, which you said.
Well, that's what I'm doing. So, and here's what I'm doing this time, and I made a mistake last time, I should have learned my lesson. I decided I'm going to do 10 minutes off the top,
know,
at the beginning. But leading up to that, I'm still running around and organizing stuff going on with the show.
Yes.
So what I'm doing this time is I'm coming out. Hey, everybody, turn your cell phones off. Blah blah blah. We're going to have a good show. Introducing the first comic. He's going to do 15 or 20 minutes. I'm going to come up. Introduce the second comic. He's going to do 15 or 20 minutes. Then I'm going to go.
Cool.
Because I'm going to give myself a chance to go over my notes and things like that because I need to get myself into comedy. Because last time, as I'm trying to do that, when people are coming in, they want to talk. Hey, Jackson, what's up? You know, because you can still talk.
You're the hostess with the mostest.
That's right. And I got to greet people and things like that. So I need a chance to get myself ready to go be funny. I just got to work on that part.
And just don't drink too much whiskey so you're dropping 35 F-bombs.
Yes, I'm not even going to drink hardly any whiskey that night or anything because I probably will have the Q truck anyway, so I have to bring all the equipment and all that stuff. So no drinky-drinky for old Jackson.
You should have someone else bring the Q truck.
Who's going to do that?
Don't even worry about the Q truck.
Nobody works for us.
But it's a Night of Jackson's comedy, not a Q106 Night of Jackson. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yes, it is. It 100% is a Q106 Night of Jackson comedy.
You deserve to have a couple drinks. You busted your butt putting this together.
Steph, we got work to do. You know what? I know that you like to drink all the time. I'm not sure what's in that coffee cup.
It's just coffee.
Some days, Steph, you got to set the bottle down. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're also doing your comedy.
I'll figure something out. I'll have Reese bring it or let my daughter drive or something.
Your daughter drive.
She can figure it out. She's 15 and a half.
So Aaron made a comment on today's Q106 Facebook page, but I want to ask her permission before I say it out loud. For Tantrum Tuesday.
You can't say it. She already said it.
I guess you're right.
Facebook is... So I had... A few years ago, a quote listener get mad at me for reading someone's name off of Facebook.
Okay.
Facebook is a public forum. I get in trouble for this all the time, too, because I have one time said the see you next Tuesday word. Not on this Facebook,
okay,
but on my...
Okay, I was going to say, oh my God.
One day my status was, I've called more people see you next Tuesday before 6 a.m. than most people do all day. And...
God, Jackson!
I wrote it. I didn't, I was fired up that day. And I got to talk to you from the boss. And what Facebook is like going down to the Capitol and just yelling out loud with a sign above your head that says your name. It's a public forum. Anyone can see your name. And I read this person, and it was a positive comment. We said positive things about this person. But a relative of theirs got very upset with me and was not happy. But I was like, I didn't do anything wrong. There's more people on this Facebook page than listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So start listening to the podcast, you live feeders.
Let's get these numbers up. Come on. What did she say?
She just said her boss had a meeting with us to talk about respect and forgiveness, and we felt like we were in a kindergarten orientation.
Oh, I feel like most meetings I'm in a kindergarten orientation. Do I sit crisscross applesauce? Can't say Indian style anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. Mackenzie was doing a photo shoot, and we don't know, and she told the kids to sit Indian style, and the mom was like, oh, my Lord.
Oh my God.
You know, and the kid goes, it's crisscross applesauce.
Oh, very true.
Yeah. We didn't know. Oh, what do we do? Oh, no.
Cue the Indian Outlaw music with Tim McGraw.
Yeah. That's exactly right, because the ails that group of people had will now be cured because we're not saying that. They're good now. Like,
oh, man.
The land we took from them, they don't care because we now don't say that. So I think we're good now, right? Is that what it is?
It is so tough. My high school is Maguanago Indians. We are Maguanago High School. We're the Maguanago Indians. And that is an ongoing battle for as long as I can remember. Because half the people say, no, it's a sign of respect. And half the people say, no, you're disrespecting.
Mackenzie was at the farmer's market one time and was wearing one of her dad's old basketball hoodies. And it had a picture of a Native American in a headdress. And they were the warriors. So it was a warrior.
Yes.
And an adult male came up and got in her face. And I told her, I said, he's lucky I wasn't there because I'd have beat the crap out of him. Not because, to defend that, but how are you going to go up and get into a woman's face about something like that? Like, back off, all right? Paulie, politically correct, go somewhere else. You know, I'm sorry, but she's like, I didn't know. Like, I just put the sweater on. What the hell's wrong with you? Now I got something to complain about.
Oh, boy, see?
See, it turned around. Steph, we knew it would turn around. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Some rain running through the area. Power flickered over at my house. And so it should be getting out of here Thursday-ish. High today of 85. Going to be very warm and very muggy. It is 69 at 544. And for you cheapies, here you go.
You cheapies.
Today's Q106 presents The Frugal Files with Steph Peters.
Yeah, we love hearing how you're frugal. 608-321-1063. And we love hearing your stories. This next person is going to stay anonymous because they're doing something that might be crossing the line. But it's also an idea I've never heard of. Listen up.
Today's Q106 presents The Frugal Files with Steph Peters.
Yeah, I love finding out I'm not the only one.
This is getting to be a thing here.
Yes.
Everyone's trying to save money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, money is hard to come by, and you got to hold on to what it is. You work hard for the money, honey.
That's right.
So,
and some ideas that I never even thought of for saving money But this one, I don't know.
So normally you have a pretty recognizable voice here, but you said not to say your name on this one?
The names will be changed to protect the guilty.
Okay. It's usually protect the innocent, but this time it's protect the guilty. What happened?
I got one for the frugal file.
Yeah, what happened? Okay. What'd you do?
All right. You know how you go to a motel and you look for the one with the free condo breakfast and you get free breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Okay. When do they ever check your ID? When do they ever do anything like that whenever you're going to go and have breakfast?
Oh, that's a good one. They would never know.
So guess what we do sometimes? We go find a place. Even we'll wake up. Like, if I don't work Saturday or if I get up early before 10, we'll sometimes just go hit a motel and go have breakfast.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, best way to get free waffles. They always have that waffle maker, man. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, if you go to a motel or you gotta stay somewhere and there's no breakfast, okay, that's cool. You know, like, hey, we can get this one for $30 cheaper if there's no breakfast.
I thought I was bad taking a couple bananas and apples for the road when I left the Continental breakfast that I paid for. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, you know, you figure there's a lot of people staying at the hotel that aren't having that breakfast. He's just making sure it doesn't go to waste.
Oh, boy.
Thanks,
Thank
Anonymous.
You. Okay, it was the right one.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do a radio show, if you don't know, if you're just joining the podcast, and what's that? You know, what would we just do there? We do a radio show while we're doing the podcast, and we have an event coming up called Jackson and Steph's Hole in the Wall Tour, but here's the deal. 6 years ago, it was Candy and Potter's Hole in the Wall Tour. Then it was Jackson and Andy's Hole in the Wall Tour, and most recently it was, or Jackson and Ashley, and most recently Jackson and Andy's. Well, yesterday, a thing started playing that said where we were going, which is not where we're going, and the wrong host. So, one of the wrong hosts.
Yeah, so we were just making sure that it was the right one that is airing. And if you're in the Madison area, those will be every Friday in October, and we'd love to have breakfast with you and put a spotlight on your community.
Yeah. Now, I will jump in back to the mascot thing real quick. One thing I will say, the Redskins one, that one's a bit rough.
Yeah, that's why.
That's one I don't get down on.
And that is still happening, right?
Yeah, that one I don't like. That one's, you know, like Indians, Warriors, Chiefs. I think that's, you know, that's pretty cool because that really actually is showing Braves. You know, that's showing like some homage. You know, just like Vikings, you know, like showing that. You know, hear white people being mad about that. I'm blonde hair and blue blood and I hate the Vikings. You know, like I haven't pillaged anything.
Redskins.
You know, but the Redskins one, that one's a bit
strong.
Which
team is that again?
Washington Redskins.
They are the Washington Redskins. Like, that's crazy.
And then I thought, like, well, maybe they could just change the name of the Washington Reds. And I went, but they have to get rid of that logo because it still doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Then I thought, Washington Skins, I don't sound good either. You know, a lot of times, when they're calling the game, some people won't call them the Redskins. They'll just call them Washington. But every 5 years it comes around as being a big deal.
Yes.
The owner now is just doing it just out of spite that he isn't changing the name. Like, there's been basketball teams, like, I think the Washington Bullets changed their name because there's too much gun violence in Washington. They got rid of, you know, rid of that one. But yeah, that one I think is a bit, that one's a bit much. Also, and I would give my wife a pass. Her grandfather is 50% Native American. So, like, when you got 25% Native American in you, you could rock a sweatshirt.
Wait a minute. Mackenzie is how much Native American?
25%.
And she's still paying off student loans?
Apparently, it's not the wrong. Apparently, it's the wrong kind of Native American, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because my stepbrothers and sister are Native American, and they had to show their percentage.
But
got their college 100% paid for
but
through Oneida.
So white, though.
That's
a problem. She's pumpkin spice white. That's the issue. I think is what it is. They're like, you know, you don't really have the issues that other Native Americans do. Like, you're basic. I think her basicness outweighs her Native American. No, hang on. Her grandpa's 50%, so her dad would be 25.
So she would be 12.
12%, yeah. 12.5. Yeah. Get that 5%.
Yeah, 12.5%.
Yeah.
You need to be more than 8%.
Oh, well, I'm going to make a phone call then. Yeah,
I wonder what tribe she belongs to.
I'm not sure.
Because they're through the Oneida tribe.
I pay a lot of attention. She's not Oneida.
Okay.
I know that. Because they're from New York. They're whatever the heck is out there. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know which
one. Something over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Lily, however, when she goes to college, I'm checking every box that's in there. She's African American. She's Asian. She's Hispanic.
Yeah, they did have to go through the Oneida tribe, too, to get their college paid for. Like, there are steps.
But the way Lily looks, prove me wrong.
Gosh.
Look at her. Prove me wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't, like, if she decided to be an actress, she could be someone that could play any race that she wanted to, because she's got that, like, everyone thinks that she's Mexican at school, and then, you know, she looks also kind of Asian, and in some light she looks very dark. So I mean, she's kind of got this. I'm just checking boxes. I'm checking boxes and picking up scholarships.
I wonder if they'll still be doing boxes in a couple of years.
Probably not. I saw something. This is something that I am mad about. I will say this.
See?
I got something now.
No, you got something.
I got something now. So I'm part of a comedy group in Madison, and yeah, people that post shows and things like that. And there's a show for a story slam, is what it's called. Sunday night story slam.
Okay.
And this person posted a flyer. And on the flyer, it says, preferred spots for LGBTQ.
Preferred spots.
Meaning if you are LGBTQ in alphabet,
yes,
you automatically get to go up and perform.
Oh,
like,
whoa.
How? I'm sorry that Whitey is saying this, and I know that's who I am. I get that. You know, me and my family and all of our white privilege has helped us along the way. We're out fishing when they're handing that out. I'm not saying it don't exist, but I'm just saying we were on a fishing trip the day they were handing that out. But anyways, I mean, I guess being white did help me get a job on a country station. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. But anyways, I know I'm not allowed to complain about this stuff because I'm white. But how is that supposed to work? Do you have to walk up and be like, do you have to put your letter B? Like, what if you're not out? Do you have to go up and tell the person,
hey, I'm gay, let me up first?
Let me up first.
What if you're gay and you don't want to be first?
What if you're gay and you look like me?
Yeah.
And you're not out. You have to walk over there and be like, do I have a card you show? Like, is there a tally card or something? I saw that and I went, that is the worst thing I've ever seen, and I hope your show fails.
And
like, that's so terrible.
We have to wrap up today's episode, so we might have to tease this for a couple days from now, because obviously tomorrow's 9/11, and that's what the podcast will be all about. But something else on that same theme that you posted on your Facebook page that I would love to hear you share on our podcast about the skateboard that is gender neutral.
Oh my God, yes.
We're gonna get it. I was laughing so hard.
We're gonna get into that.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's get to that in a couple days.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a couple days. Here's the deal. Everybody, just love everybody. Quit being a bunch
calm
of douchebags.
Like Taylor Swift sings about, calm down.
Gotta calm down. Side note, that's such a good album. And also,
Is she part of your Kuma Satra?
Oh God, yes.
I don't know if I'm using the right phrase, but that sounded pretty legit.
And I'm not gonna lie, and the Jonas Brothers. You got beef with the Jonas Brothers? You just don't like good music. These guys write their own music. They play their own instruments. Same with Taylor Swift. Writes her own music. She writes music for other people too. And everyone's like, "Oh, Taylor Swift, you're just jealous. That's all it is. You're just jealous that you're not T Swizzle."
Well, I guess everybody. Jackson did not run out of stuff to complain about.
Well, you know what? We started off, but hey, we finished the way we needed to finish.
That's
Steph,
right.
Fired up. I'm sweaty now. Where's that donut at? Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.